Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Tyler Shaw, hedge specialist with AgMarket.net, says that the grain markets for the rest of 2023 are very weather dependent, and he gives a recommendation for grain marketing.
More volatility, and you know, we're coming into a year where if we have a good weather year, production numbers and supply could end up being rather large, which is going to wreck this party that we've been having going on in production ag for the last 3 years on the grain side. You know, on the same token, if the weather doesn't improve, if we withstand another drought, you know, it leaves the door open to another year of elevated prices. So our recommendation to producers out there is to establish some type of a floor that leaves the upside open, but yes, prices have fallen a lot in the last few weeks. There's a lot of room to go to the downside from here.
As for input costs?
At least on the fertilizer side, which is the big one, have been dropping. You know, they're considerably cheaper than they were even just 6 months ago. The same token, I don't expect land rent or land prices to drop anytime soon. And so that's probably going to, you know, if any drop on the inputs like your chemical, your fertilizer, might just end up getting shifted over to the land side.
Shaw says in this situation, the high prices have decreased demand, as well spurring new fertilizer sources that have been imported into the U.S., which has now caused oversupply for retailers. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.